A new report shows students with disabilities in Australia are still being restrained, excluded, and not given proper support in schools. Nearly 2 years after the Disability Royal Commission's recommendations. We spoke with Children and Young People with Disability Australia CEO Skye Kazakowski-Moore about why this is still happening.
What we're seeing are classrooms that really lack the support, teachers that lack the support and the knowledge and the training that they need to support students with disability. We're also seeing the effects of really children with disability being segregated from their peers at a young age. We know that when children grow up, being exposed to diverse cohorts, learning alongside and playing alongside people that are different to them, that really increases the likelihood that they'll be more accepting and more responsive and more welcoming to children who are different to them.
In the report, it says only 39% of students were involved in their individual education planning, and most parents basically describe it ineffective. What needs to change in how we implement or approach individual education plans?
Individual education plans are such a crucial part of achieving proper inclusion and support for students at school. They're tools that are designed to be worked on in collaboration between a student and their parent and their teacher to identify what changes they might need to their schooling environment or to the curriculum to really help them get the most out of their education. To hear that a lot of students weren't involved in the development of their plan is really concerning. It goes against absolutely everything that we know about disability rights, and that's nothing about us without us. To hear as well that even when a plan has been developed, it hasn't been followed is incredibly concerning, because that lack of consistency is only setting students up for disappointment and for an even worse experience at school.
I know at the start you mentioned inclusive schools. The Queensland government recently announced new special schools, despite, you know, widespread calls for these inclusive schools. How does a decision like this impact the wider movement of inclusive schooling in Australia?
Well, we saw that when the Disability Royal Commission handed down its final report nearly 2 years ago, the commissioners with lived experience of disability really favoured a move away from segregated settings and towards a more inclusive environment. While additional investment in the education of students with disability is welcomed, we would rather see that investment put in place in mainstream schools so that students with disability are able to learn alongside their non-disabled peers, and that the teachers who are responsible for supporting those students can do so in a way that is really responsive to their needs and helps teachers feel more confident when they are engaging a really diverse student cohort.
What action needs to be done, I guess, from the government moving forward?
First and foremost, what we really need is a national roadmap for inclusive education. This was one of the recommendations from the Disability Royal Commission, and what it would do is really set up a framework that would empower and require states and territories to ensure that they are funding their schools and setting up their schools so that we are able to achieve a truly inclusive education future for Australia. It's really hard to imagine what that could look like now, because the system is set up in such a way that segregation is entrenched, but through a national roadmap, we'll be able to see that consistency so that it wouldn't matter in what state or territory a child goes to school. They can be guaranteed that their local neighbourhood school will be a welcoming environment that will be able to meet their educational needs. Our survey of parents and caregivers revealed that nearly 30% said that their child or young person had been subjected to restrictive practices while at school. When we talk about restrictive practices, we mean things like being secluded, put in a room, removed from classrooms and separated from their peers, all the way through to things like being strapped to a wheelchair and that wheelchair being locked so the student isn't able to move around. Restrictive practices are incredibly damaging on a student's well-being and exacerbate the mental health concerns that we see many children, young people and families report to us. I think it's really important to note also that when we are talking about the bullying of students with disability, that bullying is leading to a mental health crisis amongst young people. We've had parents tell us that they are fearful for their children because their children are reporting concerns about self-harm and even suicidal ideation. So the need for action is urgent, and we would call on all governments, state, territory and federal, to take heed of the responses to this survey and really take some action now that it's been nearly 2 years since the Disability Royal Commission.
That was Children and Young People with Disability Australia CEO Skye Kazakowski-Moore speaking to The Wire.